from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
And now we're into pads, and now we're playing the real game. So the techniques and fundamentals, some of that still doesn't change. We've been working on those, and it's important that those carry forward today when we're in pads.
Mike Danger.
Right now feels like this could be as good as it gets in terms of where the Bills are at, how they look, the overall climate around yes. the organization right now.
Gene Battaglia.
Perfect weather. Yes, there were some mistakes on the field, but yeah, knock on wood or something, like, we can't report on any injuries here, folks. Everything really feels good in the sunshine here at Fisher.
We love you!
Oh, we love you too. Thanks, Perino clan. How nice. We just got Perino bombed. I love it.
Thank you.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
A very good afternoon to you as we welcome you on into the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. We are live once again from St. John Fisher University, day 5 of Buffalo Bills training camp here on campus. I'm Mike Danger. That's Gene Battaglia.
I know it's time to go because you hear the chimes here. That's how you know you're on a campus, when you hear the chimes. It's 3 o'clock. Time to do a show. How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing well. Nice, restful weekend. Got to enjoy some family time. Got to relax a little bit as well. Missed out on yesterday's practice. Heard all about it and thought, oh boy, if that was Sunday's practice, when we get here on Monday, things are going to be ratcheted up a little bit more with the pads coming on.
Yeah, I mean, we're on the bomb. People are like, how do the Bills look? How do the Bills look? And I say this almost every year, like, until the pads actually fully go on, more often than not, they look great. Well, today looked a little bit more like football. We did have a couple skirmishes. What was in the open, my soundbite from Friday is not true anymore. We do have some injuries that we can pass along.
That's
to.
Right. We'll get to Sean McDermott's press conference from earlier today here in the Sports Bar, where he'll lay out some of those injuries that have hit the Buffalo Bills, and one from practice today that we'll share as well. First, let's set the table for you here and let you know what you're in store for this afternoon in the Sports Bar. We've got a great show lined up for you, and plenty of people that cover this team joining us throughout the course of our time at camp to share their insight, their observations, including Sal Capaccio from WGR.
Buffalo Bills sideline reporter, so we'll get his thoughts for the first time sitting down with us this camp. He will join us live and just kind of... One of those injuries, Mike Edwards, he's not going to be available this week, the way it sounds. So how much does this put him back? Who is this an opportunity for? Could we actually see more Cole Bishop than we were expecting? And many other topics with Sal Capaccio coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
And also joining us in the 4 o'clock hour, just about an hour from now, Maddie Glab from On Bills Live.
I feel like we have to thank her because she really saved us time on all the homework when it comes to the draft class.
All
just
right.
doing And now, okay, you've got these rookies out there. How are they faring? And I would love to get Maddie's thoughts on this as first time we've had her in person here at St. John Fisher University. Maddie Glab around 4:05.
And then later on this hour, Groot stops by the Sports Bar. That's That's Greg Rousseau.
Greg Rousseau. Like, if you shake Greg Rousseau's hand, do you feel like an infant?
I just feel like a small human. I feel like a tiny, tiny human.
But he really is a gentle giant, though, the way he kind of carries himself. He has that mean streak, don't get me wrong. But when you meet him in person, just a really cool guy. And he is now one of the guys that's been around. Can you believe this is year number four already?
Right, and another Buffalo Bill on the defensive side of the ball specifically that's going to be looking that fans will be looking to see take that next step up, right? We all want to see a little bit more out of that defensive line.
Well, the way I look at it for Greg Rousseau, it's not only next step up for the team, it's for him too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the next guy that should get paid on this team, and we're just doing a timeline. Next year, he's under contract, fifth year option, but normally, you know how this goes. Unless you're the Cincinnati Bengals or the Dallas Cowboys, you want to make sure that you're not going into a final year on a fifth year option if you want to make that player part of your future. And I think Greg Rousseau, I know people are like, oh, I'd love to see a little bit more. He's great when it comes to run defense. He doesn't miss assignments like that. But how can the game become more complete? You know, because you know what's going to get him paid?
You get to the quarterback.
You get to the double-digit sacks. You get to the quarterback. You get the team off the field. And he knows that.
Yeah. Let's get to Sean McDermott, who started the day before practice today with his media availability and a quick rundown of everything going on with the team, including a few injuries from late in Sunday's practice that he addressed right off the top here. Sean McDermott, before day five of Buffalo Bills training
camp. We'll go ahead and get started. I'll give you the information I have in terms of availability for practice. Got a few injuries and a couple guys on veteran rest days today, so we'll start with the injuries. Mike Edwards, O-line Mike Edwards, is in concussion protocol. He'll be out. Mike Edwards, the safety, has a hamstring, and he'll be week to week. And then wide receiver Chase Claypool has a toe, and he's day to day. The veteran rest days will be for Von Miller, Matt Milano, and Taron Johnson.
It's got to be disappointing news on Edwards when he missed so much already in the spring.
Yeah. No, it is. It's a part of the game on one hand. The other part is in order to get the scheme down the way you need to get it down, you need to be out there. And but Mike's a pro. He's been around it before, so I'm sure he'll, you know, do his best to stay up as best he can on the mental end of things here in the scheme.
I know there's only so much you can take from the first couple of days you guys are ramping up, but what have you seen from Cole Bishop, and what are you hoping to see from him with the passing platform?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the bigger things I've seen and one of the bigger things you hope for is growth over the course of the break, meaning it's been clear that he put time in on the mental end of things with the scheme and mastering the scheme, and he still has a lot of work to do, but he's improving in that area. He's improving with his understanding of how necessary it is at that position to communicate and get everybody lined up and on the same page.
How much would you say the evaluation really begins now that the pads are on?
Yeah, I mean, we have those 4 or 5 days, whatever it was, of ramp up days, and now we're into pads, and now we're playing the real game. So the techniques and fundamentals, you know, some of that still doesn't change. We've been working on those, and it's important that those carry forward today when we're in pads.
Hey, Sean, this is all brand new for Travis Green. How do you measure progress compared to another player who played college football? How's he going?
Great question. So today will be new. He's never played the game before in pads in particular, and so today will be a new challenge, and I'm sure he'll learn a lot in this first practice. You know, you carry over some things from what he's done, I'm sure, but not in pads and not in our game of American football.
Do you view Gable the same way as kind of getting that, I guess, what are you looking for from him as well when he gets these pads, in the pads?
Yeah, similar to Travis, it's growth. It's, you know, what is tomorrow better than today? Today's a mulligan, if you will, just for those two guys, because, you know, it's just it's new, and it'll be like kind of getting hit by a wave, you know, like it's going to come fast and probably pretty physical. So it'll be new for him.
Sean,
Sean James Cook, just to clarify, he's back. James Cook,
he's back, yes.
Sean, you were in this when it was pads all the time, and now it's not. And I'm sure in the beginning it was a bigger adjustment. Are you past that, or do you still, like, wish for those days a little bit?
I understand why. I understand the reason why the NFL mandates it the way they have over the last couple of years. We were ahead of that. You know, our sports science department really led us in that regard, and it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense, Mike, with ramping people up the right way. I mean, if you just go back to all the unfortunate situations that have occurred, and not just in the NFL, but, you know, all through fall sports, right, or any sport for that matter. So doing it the right way physically, with the player's endurance as well. And so, you know, that's the goal today, is not to go out there and beat the crap out of each other. It's to go about it the right way.
So the announcement came during the break, but your session with the Steelers, the advantages of doing that, and, you know, having done it with them in the past, the familiarity, what do you think are the advantages, and how much does it help that you know Mike, and you've done this with the Steelers before in other facilities?
Yeah, knowing Mike is big. The only other time we've done it was with Ron Rivera. When Ron was with Carolina, if you recall, a few years ago. So, but that respect that I have for Mike in this case, and Ron as well, a few years ago, those practices can get heated. And if you know who you're dealing with on the other side and who leads that team, automatically there's a high level of trust and an understanding of, hey, this is what we're trying to get done, this is what you're trying to get done, and then you can get done hopefully what you're trying to get done against somebody else other than your own team. And one of the big benefits of it is when you have a young team like we do and some new faces, to allow our personnel department to evaluate in those situations where it's not just going against the same defense, the same offense, it's a new offense, new defense in a different environment. And so it offers a good evaluation situation as well.
Sean, understanding that pads are on today and he hasn't had pads on yet, but just some questions earlier on Blaine Carter, what you see, what you like.
Good energy, smart football player, you know, very professional early on in his approach. Today is when it changes a little bit to some extent for the O-line and the D-line. I would venture to say for most rookies as well, where it's, you know, when you go from, it tears up. Like when you're in college, coming from high school, it tears up. And then the same thing here is it tears up college to the NFL, first practice, and then it'll ratchet up again in the first preseason game, the first regular season game, and on through the playoffs and the Super Bowl. That's how it ramps up, and it's faster, it's more physical. You know, there's some grown men out there that are trying to put food on the table for their families.
What have you seen in Tyrell Shavers as he earns more looks and opportunities?
Say again?
Tyrell Shavers, what have you seen?
Yeah, very impressed. Even if you go back to his rookie season, he's so consistent in, even when he wasn't playing, with his approach. One of the first players in the building, one of the last to leave, knows what we're doing offensively, systematically, and I mean, he's, you know, when you look up consistent in the dictionary, like his face shows up in my mind because he's so consistent and at a young age. I have a lot of respect and appreciation for that.
Sean, rotating at safety, what have you seen so far out of DeMar, and what are you still looking to see out of him as you evaluate that competition?
Yeah, it's to be expected, but an increased focus from a year ago, increased urgency, and really just getting back to what he was again. And, you know, it's to be expected again, with respectfully of the situation that he went through. So it's fun watching him have fun out there, and I think he's been able to do that, and you can tell he means business.
Sean, what have you seen from Matt through 3 days? I know he's got a vet rest today, but just in his recovery and coming back on the field.
Each day he's gotten better, and that's to be expected as well. And Matt's such an elite mental competitor that he's not shaken by much, and
it's just been fun to watch him every day get a little bit more comfortable, still knowing that he's not where he wants to be, but that eventually it'll be back.
A lot of people know, Deion included, felt that he had his best season last year. What are you hoping to see from him this year as he takes another step?
Deion?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so good. He's such a big part of what we do. His energy day to day, his leadership and the way that he helps lead our football team, I count on that. You know, I mean, he's been to multiple Pro Bowls. I think probably the biggest thing is just the consistent finishing of plays, right? And that's, I mean, I think that's probably the biggest thing that I could ask of him, because he's so good, so special to our football team and to me. Just the consistent finishing of plays more than anything.
Am I good?
Thank you.
There you go, Sean McDermott, before practice this morning here at St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp. Danger and Battaglia live in the sports bar.
Yeah, and I think if we were looking for storylines, the Mike Edwards, safety Mike Edwards, and that was the pop quiz. There are two Mike Edwards on this team, both on the injury report, but safety Mike Edwards being out week to week now, what kind of opportunity does this present for Cole Bishop or perhaps even DeMar Hamlin? Well, you're going to get more reps first and foremost during practice, and if it's a week to week thing, it's crazy to think, like, danger. Next week, if you're not practicing, if you're safety Mike Edwards, do we see Cole Bishop starting at safety that first preseason game against the Bears?
It's not that far-fetched to see that happening, and he's been taking a lot of reps with the top unit, along with DeMar Hamlin, Taylor Rapp being the constant back there with the first team. So, yeah, no Edwards, and we hear Sean McDermott say it all the time, and, you know, your best ability is availability. And unfortunately for Mike Edwards, safety Mike Edwards, he's not available right now. And, boy, if it's a week-to-week hammy, that's going to be a tough one for him in terms of seeding reps to a rookie like Cole Bishop or to DeMar Hamlin, somebody who's very familiar with this defense. Claypool with the injury there as well. Chase Claypool injuring his ankle, his foot. No practice for him today, day-to-day, by Sean McDermott. And with that comes more opportunity for other receivers. And this is the first time I think I've ever heard Sean McDermott speak on the topic of Tyrell Shavers, but glowing, heaping praise.
The dictionary analogy on consistency. He fits that. Wait a second. They're going with Ty Johnson over Leonard Fournette. I mean, sometimes the brand name, see Claypool or MVS or whoever that may be, would it surprise you? It shouldn't. If Terrell Shavers actually ends up on this team over one of them.
Yeah. Speaking of Ty Johnson, since you brought him up, he was actually banged up today in practice. So that's something that McDermott wasn't addressing there, obviously, in his press conference. It was before practice. But during 11-11 drills, Ty Johnson took a tackle from Terrell Bernard. And he was down for quite a bit, ended up walking off the field with trainers to the locker room. They were looking at his right leg. And then if you hung out around the media tent over there, Johnson, outside the locker room, had a black sleeve on his right leg, not wearing a brace. Don't know the extent of that injury, and I'm sure we'll probably find out more, you know, the next time we hear from Sean McDermott. We'll probably find out more tomorrow when Joe Brady takes the podium at 9:50.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. Like, you're not 100%. Just it wouldn't hurt to take one practice off. But I think Ty Johnson was a pleasant surprise. We didn't know what to expect out of him coming over from the Jets, having that major injury, coming back from the PEC. And he was a contributor last year. And I'm just wondering, all right, do they have him in the mix for the kickoff return? I mean, he's somebody you don't want to see gone for too long here.
Right. As mentioned, veterans not on the practice field today, getting a vet's day of rest. Matt Milano, Von Miller, Taron Johnson, all off to the side. And Miller and Johnson on the bikes earlier on this morning as well. Expect to see them back. James Cook, who missed yesterday's practice with a personal excuse, was back today, and full practice for James Cook.
Yeah, and if we go back to Milano, week one in camp, just fine. Like, yeah. You wouldn't even know, but this is how, going back over the McDermott years, they manage these players that, hey, it is still July, you are a veteran, take today off. So again, it was Von Miller, Taron Johnson, and Matt Milano not getting reps today.
I would say the catch of camp so far was made earlier today by Bills wide receiver Curtis Samuel, got behind Jamarcus Ingram, leaping catch, falling backwards, and just snared a Josh Allen bomb. Looked good. Curtis Samuel, I think, had probably the biggest play, the biggest splash play of practice today. And Dalton Kincaid continues to have that connection with Josh Allen through the course of practice. They're just gaining chunk yards, these guys. And you know, as expected in practice, it might be a little bit easier than what we see come game day. But, yeah, Allen to Samuel today was pretty electric.
Boy, Samuel was – he's interesting, isn't he? Because, I don't know, like, to what extent. You have people that think danger. He's going to be the number one receiver, that he's somebody that has been underutilized to this point in his career. Watch him blossom. On the other hand, if he hasn't shown it to this point, is he just going to be just kind of a player that, hey, he's going to get his targets, and once in a while he'll use him in the backfield or on a sweeping end around here?
Yeah, I the name that I'm kind of wondering more about is MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, because out of all the wide receivers that we're talking about and that we're watching, I feel like MVS is the one that we're not really paying attention to. He's here, he's doing the job, but not making the kind of plays that I think we're highlighting some plays that when we see them, we're like, whoa, that was nice. That was a big play. Haven't quite seen that yet out of MVS today.
I don't think MVS has his roster spot sealed down. Is that a fair statement?
Well, he did have dinner with Josh Allen, so
that's true. Like, he came in for one reason, right? Hey, when it comes to the playoff time, MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, has a track record of coming up big in the postseason. Just look at the Chiefs last year. So can he be that receiver come January? Well, can you stash him on the roster at this point? I mean, nobody has MVS in their top three receivers, do they? This point,
I don't know. I don't think so. And you know, with the way rosters are set up now, you could potentially stash an MVS and see, you know, if anybody dares pick him up. I would imagine somebody may have an interest in that. And I think you're right on when you say MVS is really here more because he has that Super Bowl history that you know, he can speak to bigger playoff games that some of these guys may not have experience with. More so than what he actually does on the field. He's always kind of like a late bloomer. He always feels like he comes on over the course of the season, that early in the season really isn't his strength. But MVS is somebody that I'm continuing to kind of pay attention to in the wide receiving group just to see, like, where's that big play coming from? When will that big play happen? We're seeing it from essentially everybody, including KJ Hamler, including Keon Coleman. So we've seen plenty of big plays through the course of now five practices. Still waiting for MVS to make a big splash.
And the one wide receiver that brings the juice. How about Mac Hollins getting a little scrap of Kyrie Elam today?
Yeah. Now, can I say this about Mac Hollins? Because I think we all like Mac Hollins, the player, coming in his first year in Buffalo. And he's commanding a lot of attention because he's different, and you can spot him immediately because of the hair and the tattered, you know, the tattered jersey and the no shoes thing. And I just want to kind of like reset our expectations. I know that you know, he's essentially, like, it feels like he's on this team right now, but he's a receiver that has only accumulated more than 20 receptions in a season once in his career. Now, that one year was with the Raiders, and it was with a good quarterback, Derek Carr. Maybe Josh Allen is something that somebody that can, you know, develop that chemistry with Mac Hollins and turn Mac Hollins into a bigger performer. But, you know, one season of production for Mac Hollins, and I just want to say, like, yeah, let's see. I want to see it. We like the player. We like the story. He certainly looks good and comfortable out there, and looks like he's developing that rap with Josh Allen. And I'm only bringing this up because I have buddies texting me going, hey, you're at camp. Tell me what you can tell me about fantasy football. Who the receiver is going to be? Everybody's saying it's going to be Dalton Kincaid. Outside of Dalton Kincaid, who do you like? I mean, Yeah, I mean,
wait a second, you're kidding me. You have people reaching out to you about fantasy advice when it comes to Buffalo Bills. I'm shocked.
They want inside information on the wide receivers. They want to know who's getting what. And I know a lot of people are going to look at Mac Hollins and be like, is that a guy? Like, yeah, he could be. But I also know that he's a guy that has only eclipsed 20 receptions.
He's not a guy. I mean, can we just say that? Like, if you are thinking, oh, boy, that would be a really good player to have my wide receiver 5 in my fantasy. No. Mac Hollins is here for special teams. Mac Hollins is here because he's a smart player and he can play, which is what Joe Brady wants. Every, you know, the X, Y, Z, whatever they call the positions. You got to learn everything. Yeah, that's really what this is about. And I'm going to continue to be the Khalil Shakir apologist. He's the receiver nobody talks about. Yeah. And if you multiply his targets over what that was like the last 7 games and you blew it out there to the 17 weeks, he's a top 10 receiver across the board. I understand that, if you get that much work that, you can't expect that much production. But my point being, nobody's talking about Shakir here this camp. It's just that we're focused on all the new shiny things.
Yeah, I think Shakir so far in camp has looked like, he looks like the only receiver that's caught a ball from Josh Allen in his career, right? Like, he's just kind of there. He's settled in. I feel like he's settled into his role and he's become dependable. I don't feel like I've seen Shakir drop any passes. I feel like he's been exactly what Josh Allen needs.
Well, we talked to him last year, Danger, and I was like, okay, is he going to make the team here? You see some sparks. He not only is on the team, he's going to be one of the top 3 receivers on this team. But going back to the wide receiver battle, we knew this was going to be where people would kind of go to. And it Hollins' personality, yeah, it's hard not to like a guy like that. But do you award a roster spot to somebody just based on juice alone?
Well, I think that you mentioned it earlier. He's here for a reason. I think there is a versatility to his game that probably lands him on the roster. And I think that's more than anything, that's the Ty Johnsons of the world. I would even say like the guys like KJ Hamler that I think can do multiple things that aren't just a one-trick pony. Those are the ones that I think will get the eye of Sean McDermott when it comes time to actually finalizing the 53-man roster. Hey, things going well here at St. John Fisher for Buffalo Bills training camp. While we have a second here, Gino, can we look around the rest of the NFL? Because it feels like at other training camps, things aren't as peaceful, that you've got some undercurrents of issues and contract situations still out there. Bengals camp is a good example of one where, Ja'Marr Chase hasn't practiced since camp opened. And nobody's really talking about it. And you've got an owner saying, yeah, we don't see a deal with Chase getting done this year. And you have a guy, Ja'Marr Chase, who obviously wants to make more than just the over $1 million that he's due this year. I mean, his base salary is ridiculous.
Yeah, where's that story going? Like, we could kind of figure out, all right, Tua, they're going to get done. Jordan Love, they're going to get done. Because of the quarterback position. But this is the Bengals, and they don't like to spend money. And let's not forget Trey Hendrickson, also a holdout.
Yes.
Now, your best defensive lineman is...
Now, Trey Hendrickson, they're saying, was injured on the first day of camp. He was there at the first day of camp, participated in the first day of Bengals camp. But we know his history. He requested a trade earlier in the offseason, but then kind of backtracked and said he wants to play for the Bengals a long time. So if it is an injury or a hold-in for Hendrickson, he's not on the field early on in camp for Cincinnati as well. You've got other issues around the league. I thought the video that's circulating of Mr. Mayo having a conversation with Matthew Judon, who reported to camp last week, but has been vocal about his contract status. Well, he was not in uniform today when the Patriots took the field for their first padded practice, and there's video circulating that has Judon talking with Jerod Mayo before walking away from that conversation.
If it weren't in the vision, Danger, we'd be like, wow. Because we like what you see on the defensive line, but I think, okay, one more pass rusher. We really don't have that Leonard Floyd type.
Doesn't feel like Judon's a guy that would fit with Sean McDermott. I have a hard time seeing that. It feels like Matthew Judon is somebody that's not here for a reason, and it might just be a difference in...
Yeah. Hard to say. But if you just took it from a production standpoint, and if New England is just being honest with themselves, they're not competing this year. And by the time they get to be in that position to compete, is Judon still going to be of any value? They should move him now. What are they doing? There would be a market out there. Get a good draft pick.
Well, based on the video that's circulating, there's a real chance that they may be looking for buyers of Matthew Judon, just seeing how uncomfortable that conversation looked between head coach and pass rusher.
I feel like if you're new to the show, maybe you're coming in from Buffalo, why do we call the Patriots head coach Mr. Mayo? Because that's what I called him. The first time I went up to him in his rookie year, I'm like, hey, Jared, would you be in? Name is Gerard. And then I couldn't remember at the end of the interview, is it Gerard? Is it Jared?
Yeah.
And I ended up just punting and calling him
Mr. Mayo.
22-year-old yeah. Gerard Mayo, Mr. Mayo.
That's right. that's a good one. Hey, in Houston, by the way, also, one of their acquisitions from this offseason, Danico Autry, defensive end, is going to be serving a 6-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance enhancing substances. He obviously released a statement saying he was given a prescription medication with a banned substance, didn't know that it was a banned substance without his knowledge. It's funny how the guys that end up on the suspended list for PEDs, they never know that was a banned substance. They just have no idea what went into their body. Regardless, Autry is going to miss the first 6 games of the season, and that includes their matchup against the Buffalo Bills.
I don't know what's so complicated. Did you open up your mouth? Did you, like anything that goes into your body, just double check? Ask, you have staff, okay?
Yeah.
You have medical personnel on your own team. Hey, can I take this supplement? Can I take this? Yes or no? It's very, Bill.
It feels like it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
All right, we got a conversation with Greg Rousseau to get to you. Groot stopped by the sports bar, his second year in a row stopping by the sports bar. Loved catching up with him last year. He was equally as gracious with his time this year. If you missed that conversation, we'll have it for you next. Don't forget, Matty Glab and Sal Capaccio joining us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get their observations from today's practice and from Bill's training camp up to this point here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan. The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Mike Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 95.7 The Fan. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton and soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Mike to sign up and start betting the games today. FanDuel.com/Mike. Make every moment more with FanDuel. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
First practice in full pads today saw a few scraps at practice, including one between Mac Hollins and Kyer Elam. Ed Oliver on gearing up for today.
I think it was solid for the first day. I think it's definitely a big margin where we can get better, but, you know, 907 is 907. It's pretty much all like this always in the first day of pads, you know, 907. Some really good things, some things not so good, but always room to grow.
Safety Mike Edwards week to week with a hamstring injury. Offensive lineman Mike Edwards in concussion protocol. Wide receiver Chase Claypool day to day with a toe issue. Veterans Day arrest for Von Miller, Matt Milano, and Taron Johnson. We'll talk to Bills defensive end Greg Rousseau coming up next here in the Sports Bar. Wings are off tonight. Omaha coming to town tomorrow. We're live from Bills camp at St. John Fisher University. Gene Battaglia, The Fan Rochester.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Back live at Buffalo Bills training camp, Danger and Battaglia had a chance earlier to talk to Bills defensive end Greg Rousseau. First day of pads practice here at St. John Fisher University. Groot stopping by the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Excited.
And it feels like as camp goes on, the intensity kind of ratchets up a little bit. We saw a skirmish yesterday. Yeah. We saw a skirmish again today. Quick. What does Sean McDermott say about those?
I mean, those are good. You know, when you're trying to build a team and you're competing at a high level, stuff like that can happen because we both want to win. Offense and defense, we go at it like back and forth all day long. So, I mean, we're each of us are trying to best the other side. So, I mean, I feel like they're normal, and I feel like they're honestly good. They bring you closer together.
Yeah. In the heat of the moment, though, do you have to catch yourself like, oh, wait a second? You know,
I know that guy.
Yeah. Is that a little different?
Yeah, you can't let it get too crazy. You know, you don't want to, like, take your helmet off, hit nobody with it or anything. But, like, I mean, the physicality out there, it's going to happen sometimes.
So how, if at all, is this defense going to look a little bit different now with Bobby Babich? And what have you noticed about him and what he brings to the table so far?
The juice that he brings day in and day out. He's pushing us, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no us thinking about how last year we went or whatever or relying on that. Like, nah, we know it's a new season and we got to bring our A game, game in and game out and practice in and practice out. So, I mean, we're ready for us to play at and demands us to play at. It's through the roof.
Was that needed, Greg? Because, I mean, you had soft-spoken Leslie Frazier. It was intense, but, you know, not the big Sean McDermott last year, and then Babich comes in. It feels like a completely different breath of fresh air.
Yeah, for sure. I'd also say that Coach McDermott was also very, like, he was demanding a lot from us, you know what I'm saying? And Coach Babich is on the same – it's on the same vibe. He's on the same intensity vibe, and it's got to be physical. It's got to be intense. Like, it's just, there's no, you know what I'm saying? There's no lull or none of that.
Greg Rousseau is our guest. It's not just Coach Babich, but Coach Washington goes to Chicago. You've got a new defensive line coach. What's it like? Tell us a little bit about Marcus West. What's it like working for him?
He also brings the juice, and he was here with us last year too. So, I mean, it's not too different because they have some of the same philosophies. And I feel like with D-line, it's simple. You know, get off the ball. Got to have good hands and good eyes and good feet. You know what I'm saying? It's everything in our defense is penetration. So that's what we rely on.
Greg, we've heard a lot so far at camp about Von Miller and some of the comments he made at the beginning of camp saying basically that last year he probably pushed himself a little bit. How does he look to you? Did you notice a difference from last year's Von Miller to what we've seen so far at camp this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I've definitely noticed a difference. And he's worked really hard to recover from his injury, and I'm glad to see him back out here doing his thing and looking like the old Von.
Go back to what you're talking about technique there, because you're bringing up the hands and the footwork. How much of it, what you're doing right now, is actually the technique? And how do you improve on that through the course of the year?
I feel like you just got to be real intentional. You know what I'm saying? Like, get for the first, like, five games of the season, a lot of teams win games based off just fundamentals, whether it's blocking, catching, tackling, just simple things like that. I mean, doing simple better gets you so much further. In any sport, whether it's basketball, football, just having the right fundamentals goes a long way.
Daquan was on with us on Friday, and we asked him about the pads coming on, which happened today for the first time. Yeah. Greg Rousseau, our guest here in the sports bar. And he said, you know what? Pads on, pads off, it doesn't really make that big of a difference for us because we're using our hands so much. Talk a little bit about that. That he's basically like, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we're all using our hands, and whether we have the pads or not, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, the pads being on, it's not a big deal for me. As you can see, it's not a big deal for DQ either. Because we go out there, if you're using the right technique, you're using your hands. You're not really hitting people with your shoulder unless you're just thudding up a ball carrier. So, I mean, it's really all about hands, using that extension, using your length, like things like that. That's where more the technique comes into play, not just running out there headbutting people or hitting people with your shoulder.
Greg, the Bills did pick up your fifth-year option, so coming down the pike here, I mean, that's going to be a storyline. Is that an extra motivator for you? Where is it in your mind right now?
Oh, I really don't think about it much. I mean, I'm glad it was picked up for sure. And I know I just got to keep on working and keep on getting better. I feel like I got work to do. I got to keep on proving myself day in and day out. You know, it's not based on what you did. It's based off of what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? In the future or in the present. So I know I just got to keep on working and keep on getting better.
What do you view your ceiling as?
I don't even think I have a ceiling. I feel like I can just keep on getting better and the sky's the limit. You know, like I don't put any limitations at all on myself. I feel like I could be all pro. So I'm just keep on putting the work in, keep doing what I got to do, and keep on shooting for the stars.
Greg, I think you're one of the best run defenders in the league. How much pride do you take in that side of the game?
Definitely a lot. You know, being able to stop the run is what earns you the chance to rush the passer on second and long, third and long. So I definitely take a lot of pride in it. I'm going to keep doing that. It also improving on my pass rush.
One thing I just noticed about Greg, and this is the second time we've had you in the sports bar, a lot of your teammates are tatted up. No ink. None that are visible. No tattoos.
I don't got none.
Yeah. None.
Yeah.
If you were to get a tattoo, what would you get?
If I got a tattoo, probably like a Bible verse. You know, I'm real big on my relationship with God and stuff like that and just my faith. So probably Bible verse, but nah, I feel like I'm organic, you know what I'm saying? I don't really need
that. Well, you and Matt Collins, you going to walk around barefoot as well?
Maybe. We'll see. He doesn't have tattoos either, right?
You know what? I didn't notice any. I don't think so.
Can't make that assumption, right?
I haven't seen any.
No, but the barefoot thing, is that talked about? I mean, we're trying to figure out, should we incorporate that into our lives there? So,
I mean, it's good for your feet sometimes to breathe, you know what I'm saying? Like, even kids go in shoes so soon that it never really lets their feet spread. That's why you see, like, people's toes will be all jammed up because your feet never really get a chance to spread out and breathe. So it's good to walk around barefoot sometimes. I do it really often, pretty much. Like, not, like, if I'm going to, like, the store, no. But if I'm, like, around the house or just in the grass or in the walkthrough, I'll do it. I'll walk around barefoot.
Now, Greg, we know that we hear from Sean McDermott, we hear from Josh Allen, they always say the same thing. We love coming away to camp.
Yeah.
Are you there? I mean, this is your fourth year with the team.
Yeah.
Have you gotten tired of it yet?
Nah. I'm not getting tired of it. I actually honestly love coming to camp just like they do because I feel like it's a good chance to just focus on ball and focus on what's most important to me, which is football. You know what I'm saying? Football is a huge part of my life, you know what I'm saying, and just trying to help this team win. I know if I'm getting better as a player, I know if I can do my part and go out there and play good on Sundays, I know I'm going to help this team get closer to its goals, you know what I'm saying? So just being able to come here, build that camaraderie with the guys and just gel and build that bond, I feel like it really comes through for you at times during the season where you look to the dude next to you and you say, like, we've been to St. John Fisher, we were going through all those dog days of camp and all that stuff together. It brings you closer at the end of the day. So there's definitely a method behind it.
What is it like just being a Buffalo Bill? If you play in a bigger city, you have other professional athletes, other options.
Yeah.
The Bills mean so much to this area. What's it been like here 4 years for you in Western New York?
It's been special for sure. You know what I'm saying? Football-wise, fan-wise, it's been the best time of my life just to see how much we mean to the fans out here and how they'll drive all the way out here to Rochester to come watch us practice, and their practices are always sold out. And then we have fans probably in Rochester as well. I mean, it's a special spot. So, I mean, it's always great to come out here and see the fans, and it's just a special place in general.
Well, they're waiting for you. We don't want to keep you up anymore. We appreciate you making some time for us here after practice.
For sure.
You hit the ice tub already, though, right?
Yep, had to.
How'd that feel?
Great.
Amazing, right?
How does it feel great, though? I mean, explain that to me. Like, I would think it'd be painful.
It's kind of painful, but the fact that your body is like hot and you're like about to overheat from the sun, it feels good. But if you're just like at room temp, like if I try to get in right now, or if I'm like in the middle of my day and I try to get in, it's gonna suck. But if you go for like a crazy jog and it's like super hot, it's 95 degrees out, and you hop in the ice tub, it's not as bad.
Sucks for maybe like the first 2 seconds, 3 seconds.
It's just getting in.
Then take a couple of breaths.
Take a deep breath, let the blood start flowing, you're good.
Yeah. Greg, appreciate you stopping by again, man. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
There's Greg Rousseau, Buffalo Bills defensive end, who joined us earlier here on the campus of St. John Fisher University, day 5 of Buffalo Bills training camp.
Day 5 feels like the hottest one out here, and I guess like that would be, you're so hot with all the pads and everything. You just go cool.
I'm a cold tub guy. I would do it. Absolutely. I do the polar plunge. I do the cold tub thing. I've done the polar plunge. Trapasso. Trapasso's a cold plunge guy.
Right. So explain it for the rest of us, because that would just feel like needles all over you.
Yeah, I feel like there's health benefits to it that I'm not going to get into because I'm not a doctor, but I've read, you know, about some of the health benefits of doing the cold plunge. But I just think mentally, if you go into it saying, all right, this is going to be the worst thing that I do today, everything else kind of falls off your chest. You don't have to worry about anything else because this is going to be tough for the first few seconds. Take a couple of deep breaths, and then you kind of like hang out in that tub for as long as you want to hang out in that tub, knowing, all right, now I can handle anything that you throw my way. I just sat in a cold tub, ice cold water.
Well, mental part aside, I would have to think this is great for their recovery after, you know, when it comes to making sure that they're, you want to limit all the soft tissue sort of stuff, which every camp has to deal with, including Buffalo now.
Yeah, really appreciate Greg Rousseau stopping by and giving us some of his time this afternoon. We'll be joined here in a couple few by Matty Glab, One Bills Live, and also Matty Glab on the TV side. Now we got to give her flowers for that.
Yeah, she's going to be doing the sideline reporting coming up. As I cannot get my mind around that. August 10th is going to be the first preseason game. Heck, the opponent, the Bills, play on August 10th. That'll be their second preseason game because danger coming up Thursday night.
We've got football.
Bears and Texans, the Hall of Fame game. You know how that always kind of works. Like, yeah, we're all excited. And then you get into it, it's like, oh, who's on the field? You just go into it knowing that it's week one here of the preseason.
Right. It's football, if you want to call it that, but it is still exhibition football, and there's no promises that you're going to see any real stars or starters for either team on the field come Thursday night, but it does start the season. It is the sign of more to come, which we're excited.
Where
for that.
Is that this year? I'm thinking it's not on NBC. Let's see.
Oh, I think it is. I think it is on ABC this year.
It's on ABC because of the Olympics. So yeah, it's ABC. They get it this year. So just hearing the Monday Night Football music, that should get you going.
No
there.
Question. So if you're just joining us here, quick recap of today's practice. Sean McDermott spoke to the media earlier before practice. Let us know that both safety Mike Edwards and Chase Claypool would be out of today's practice. Safety Mike Edwards, week to week, he's dealing with a hamstring injury. He's got some sort of stimulating pack, the electric stim pack on his hamstring. He's walking around with that.
on the sidelines week to week with that hamstring injury. Chase Claypool injured his ankle on Sunday. Did not see the field after that injury yesterday. Didn't practice today. Sean McDermott has dubbed him as day-to-day. So plenty of opportunity for others to kind of step into these roles, mainly Cole Bishop at the safety position, and no shortage of wide receivers looking to kind of work their way into this roster. We heard Sean McDermott earlier heap a mountain of praise on Tyrell Shavers, which is a name that has been on this roster, but not a name that we're spending a ton of time talking about. Maybe we're going to start paying attention, a little bit more attention, to the work that Tyrell Shavers is putting in here at St. John Fisher.
He will be the preseason darling, because you'll see him out there in the second half. He'll make plays in the second half, but is that going to be enough to get him on the final 53?
Now, offensive lineman Mike Edwards is also in concussion protocol. He didn't practice today either, and there was an injury of note during the session this morning, and that was Ty Johnson, who was injured on one of the very first plays of 11-on-11 drills after being tackled by Terrell Bernard. He was favoring his right leg after staying on the ground for quite some time. He walked off the field and with trainers to the locker room here at St. John Fisher. So we'll keep an eye on Ty Johnson and let you know as soon as we know, which will probably be as soon as tomorrow morning, what his status is, hoping that it's nothing too severe.
So the important stuff here, Danger, because I feel like we're part reporters here for the Bills offering our opinions and what happened. I also feel like, hey, we're ambassadors for our hometown, right? We love Rochester. We want to show everything off, and we're certainly proud of the cuisine here. So I put this out here on the poll, and I don't do polls very often here, but I'm not sure which way this is going to go. Which one Bills Live personality is the most likely to accept an invite from Danger and I to have the true Rochester plate experience?
Ah.
Brownie Tasker, Maddie, or producer Jay Harris?
Ah. I voted in this poll. You know who got my vote.
It's got to be Tasker.
It was Tasker.
Yeah, Tasker.
It was Tasker all day. However, I think I'm not going to sleep on Maddie. I think Maddie might surprise us when we have her on with us next. She might be down.
Jay is like a... He has trimmed so much since, like, you go a full year without seeing somebody.
Yeah,
like the guy like is ripped now. So no, it wouldn't be Jay Harris.
I think Jay, when we asked him about this earlier, had the best response that you could have about the garbage plate. He's like, yeah, I had a garbage plate once. I don't remember having the garbage plate. I'm like, that means you had a really good plate. You had a good night. And you had a really good plate because you don't remember having the garbage plate. Haven't we all been there? Also, of note, today from practice, just a few veterans getting the day off. That would be Von Miller, Taron Johnson, and Matt Milano. James Cook, who missed yesterday's practice, was back on the field today. There's your quick...
Back to the place. Brownie, in fact, I ate 2-in-1 sitting on a dare.
He did?
Well, he went to Geneseo.
Ah.
So, yeah, that was the X factor. And
you know, could you do 2-in-1 sitting?
Now,
I think I could do 2-in-1 sitting.
Could you?
I think I could. I'm with the right conditions. The right conditions. I think I could get 2 down. I'm not expecting. I'm not going to accept any challenges. I'm not going to do this. But I think I could do it. I'm fairly certain I could do 2. I know how I consume. If the right conditions were there, I think I could do 2. I had a friend years ago. That was his calling card. Like, we're getting plates after we'd go out a night boozing, and he would always get 2. I'm like, you're an animal.
Wow.
I have no idea.
But well, how does that work? Do you pretend like you're ordering for somebody who's in the restroom, and then they come out? Or, like, when they look at
you, order 2.
We're
all in a group, so yeah. He's just ordering mass amount of plates and eating 2 of the plates that we ordered. So,
like, we went out with Perino last year. He's like a toddler picking at it, like pushing the peas around the plate. I'm like, eat. It's good.
Gino, you said, is Tasker in lead of the poll?
Tasker is in lead of the poll. Yep. You called it right now. 42% Tasker. Second is Maddie at 27%.
Right. Yep.
And Jay at 17 and Brownie at 14. They probably look at Brownie being, you know, the ex soccer player and, you know, very slim, but no, Brownie can throw him down.
Maddie will be stopping by the set here at the Pelicano Pavilion next in the sports bar. We'll get her take on whether or not she'd be down. I think she would be down.
I don't even know if she's aware, right? Like, she's been in Rochester a few years. She's had for the camp now.
Yeah, we'll get Maddie on next, and we'll get her observations on not just today's practice, but camp up to this point. And Maddie did a great job during the offseason of getting us ready for the NFL draft. How do the rookies look in the eyes of Maddie Glab? Maddie Glab from One Bills Live and now on the TV side of the Buffalo Bills broadcast.
Good place, Sergio. Thank you, Coach Beth. It's good to talk to you. You can see Sean McDermott right here. He's having the time of his life.
We're hoping for more from Maddie Glab than what Sergio gave us that fateful Monday night.
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the time of his life this night, making his head coaching debut.
You know, he's not the only guy that's going to freeze. We have a story later when you hear this guy freezing up in front of a camera. You kind of wonder, like, well, is it lack of preparation? Is it just nerves? What is it?
I'm wondering, like, with Sergio, I mean, you're down on an NFL sideline. If the audio goes out and you're not really sure, I'm going to cut him up. By the way, like, he also is fluent in Spanish.
Yes.
So that was,
I don't
like,
think English is his first
right,
language.
Right. That's also, you got to factor that in. But that was the first and the last report we heard from Sergio Dipp.
No justice for Sergio. We haven't heard from him since. We'll get to Maddie Glab next as we continue live from the campus of St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.